Welcome to Sleep in His Presence. This is Danielle Seldomridge, your host for this evening. Let's pause and pray together. Father God, we come to you this evening and choose to acknowledge your presence. We breathe you in and exhale everything that is not from you. We choose to allow ourselves the freedom to feel every emotion that arises in our heart. We give them to you, our safe place and strong tower, our comforter and ever-present help in our times of need. You are so faithful to be present and to respond to our every cry for help. We thank you for meeting us here, exactly where we are, even at the end of our messy days. We choose to give you our day and everything in it. Would you open our eyes to see every event we experienced from your perspective, from the mundane to the challenging to the extraordinary. Allow us to find comfort and joy as you show us the thread of your presence throughout today. Open our hearts to hear what you are teaching us about ourselves, our families, about others, and even about you. We love you, Jesus, and we say yes to everything you have for us and our families. In Jesus' name, amen. As I was praying for you, asking God what he wanted to share with you today, I heard him say, "Lay it all down at my feet. Everything. Your burdens, your cares, your to-do list, your responsibilities, your children, your worries, your successes, your joys, and even the ways you feel you may have failed today. Give them to me. Let me carry them. The weights from the past, present, and future. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. You are not in this alone. You are in the middle of the story. You cannot see the end, but I do, and I am with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. You are mine. None of the things you carry define who you are. They are merely a small piece of the picture and are creating within you an eternal weight of glory. You are my beloved daughter, and I am so pleased and proud of you. So allow yourself, your spirit, soul, and body to enter into the rest that I have for you. In the midst of your busyness and all the responsibilities you juggle, my presence is your place of rest. Choose to enter into my comfort, my provision, my peace, as you allow it to overflow you now. Know that you can come here as often as you choose. It is for you and I to connect, to just be together. There are no expectations, no demands, simply a Father waiting to embrace the daughter he absolutely adores. Just be. Allow yourself to be present and receive the strength and refreshing that comes from being with me. You are so loved and treasured. As you fall asleep tonight, here are some scriptures for you to meditate on. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Exodus 33:14. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Psalm 62, verse 1. In God alone my soul finds rest, for my deliverance comes from God, who alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. I will never be shaken. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Hebrews 4, verses 9 to 11a. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Be blessed.